This is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of February 24th, 2025, and news on the Edge. So if Grand Prix is finally here, we've been talking about it, but this coming weekend, February 28th through March 2nd, downtown is transformed into a racetrack. So if you enjoy that, definitely get down there. You know, you can come and visit the Edge before or after, and if racing's not your thing, certainly during. Edge District, very easy to get into and out of during those kind of downtown crowded events. If you're not familiar with the Edge Business District Association, we're a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education for our over 120 businesses that look to us for guidance. So we love doing that. So a bunch of events that are coming up. Oh my gosh, it's been a busy February and March is going to be the same. February 27th is Battle of the Berg at the Study. That's 3100 3rd Avenue North. That evening from 6 to 8 p.m. For PARC, Center for Disabilities, I'm actually going to be guest bartending to help raise money, along with Chris Arnold, my counterpart as the executive director in the Grand Central District. So I'm going to be a lot of fun seeing a lot of friends there that night. So check us out. On March 8th and March 29th, we've got a double mezzo market in March. A lot of M's in that one, but definitely check out the mezzo market from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Over 125 local makers line Baum Avenue and on 11th Street. Just a fun day to come out and shop and check out our brick and mortars in the district as well. March 16th through April 7th, March Madness is almost upon us at Ferg's. And being a Gator alum, the Florida Gators rank second, and just doing so well gets me excited. But on the screens throughout the Edge District, and Ferg's has 150-plus TVs, every game that you're going to want to watch is there. And as it whittles down to the Final Four, I'm just so excited. It's going to be a fun year. March 29th is Do Good Day at Ferg's from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. And that's about three dozen not-for-profits are going to be there. So it's a good time to come out and check out opportunities to volunteer, sponsor, donate, just really get engaged in the community. So thank you to Meredith and Liam that put that together. Also, the Mezzo Market is going on that day. And last but not least, that morning on March 29th, the Edge Quarterly Cleanup from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. will be at Flagship Bank to kick that off. They're great partners of ours, along with Keep Pinellas Beautiful Supplies, all of our vests. So if you want to come out and help us, check out edgedistrict.org, hit our Facebook socials, and you can sign up for that event. Love to see you. The Edge District has been up for a lot of awards lately, and one of them is the Watermark Wonder Award for Favorite Local Shopping Entertainment District. Winners are going to be announced on February 28th, so fingers crossed and honored to be nominated, and be really cool if we won too. Few things that are coming new to the Edge. Parking garage is going to be activated March or April, right in the center of the district across from Ferg Sports Bar. So that's 400 new pay and park spots available for the community. Just real excited for our businesses and for folks. More folks can come in the district and play every day. The new Edge website is launching soon. So that edgedistrict.org. Pretty soon you're going to see a flashy new look. We're really focusing on our businesses, so that directory is going to be very engaging and fun, along with videos. We've got a news feed and an event calendar coming as well. For drinking and dining in the district, we've got 37 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink out in the Edge. So I tell people it's perfect for people watching and pets. I have to tell you about my experience at Bavaro's, a wonderful Italian restaurant. They've got some newer lunch menu items. And I'm totally going to butcher all of the names and or the pronunciation of the names, so forgive me. But there is a panuzzo, which is a wood-fired Neapolitan panini. And they've got the Italian, the caprese, or the stracciatella. I think I said that right. So all different combinations of flavors and meats and vegetables in those. So, so tasty. The 50-50 combo, so you can put together one of those panuzzos with a half salad or a cup of tomato basil. So it's a good way to go to kind of have the best of both worlds. Now, what I had this week was the portafoglio. I think I pronounced it right. It's called a wallet pizza. So it's Neapolitan street food, and they literally take a pizza, fold it in half, and fold it in half again. So it's hard to explain, but you have to see it, and it is so tasty. So I had the meatball. They have a margarita and a stracciatella as well. But the meatball was just, oh my God, impossible to describe other than you've got to go try that out. For shopping in the district, I love shop hopping, and it's just a fun social, it's exercise, it's therapeutic right now. I feel we've got some challenging times, and to get out and shop a little bit is fun. Variety of price points. So there's always really something to fit everyone's budget. And for apparel, really great seasonal deals on sidewalk racks and inside, as we're in that season rotation now for apparel and clothes. So you can and get your closet ready for spring. Definitely check that out. For services in the district, what like banking on the edge. So Flagship Bank and Suncoast Credit Union are two main financial institutions in the district, but we also have ATMs inside several late night businesses like Enigma and Ferg. So always a good time if you got a little banking you need to get done, get some money out. We've got that for you in the edge. Entertainment, everyone's always looking to have fun. The Zubrick Magic Theater, that's really elevated entertainment that will astound and confound. That's my kind of my comment on that, having been to it now. It really is amazing. This is Vegas level magic in our own backyard. So if you haven't gone yet, check them out. They often sell out, so get tickets in advance. Never a cover at Enigma Bar and Lounge. There's shows on Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. They've got some upcoming Sunday shows, some benefits. They do pool tournaments, pool leagues, karaoke, just a little bit of everything. So check out Enigma Bar and Lounge. The music is always on from 1 p.m. till 3 a.m. There's also music and mixing at Bar Mezzo and Copa. So side by side, they really, the young crowds love those two businesses, and they even let me in at 55 years old sometimes. No, I'm kidding. It's a great variety of folks go. Really wonderful places. Sparrow Rooftop Restaurant and Bar. A little bit hard to get into because it's so popular, but if you can, check it out. It really features a culinary, visual, and vibe experience. My favorite thing really is the view, being that high up in the Edge District and seeing all around us is pretty cool. Ferg's is 7 days a week fun. They've got axe throwing out back. Watch that March Madness there, but what a great entertainment venue right in the middle of our district. First and third Saturdays at Grassroots, they feature karaoke. So go sing your heart out for that. And then the community event calendar is coming soon. So that's going to let you know a bunch of new things coming in the district and nearby. Last but not least, our dear friends at Daystar Life Center have a fundraiser called Empty Bowls. That's coming up on March 22nd at the Center for Clay, which is 2010 First Avenue South in our neighboring district with Grand Central. If you want to find out more, edgedistrict.org. Have a great week.